As Sri Aurobindo says, Karma Yoga of the Gita rests upon two principles, equality and oneness. These are the two basic principles of Karma Yoga. Become equal-minded and see oneness everywhere. Oneness means you are possessing everything, all possession. There is only one possessor of everything. Perception of oneness, ekatvam anupashyatah. This was Isha Upanishad saying, ekatvam anupashyatah ko moha ka shokah. When this is seen as one everywhere, then where is the bewilderment? Where is the moha? Kaha shokah? Where is the grief? Now you will see that in this process, a great emphasis is laid upon knowledge. Realize that fruits of action are not in your hands, it is knowledge. Realize that all works are works of Prakriti, which is knowledge. Realize that all the works ultimately proceed from the Supreme Lord, is also knowledge. Therefore, Karma Yoga, as given by Shri Krishna, cannot be practiced without knowledge. It is Karma Yoga because you deal with action. But this yoga cannot be done without arriving at knowledge. This is called the synthesis of knowledge and action. How we say that Shri Krishna gives you the samanvaya of Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga, it is this. That this Karma Yoga cannot be practiced without attainment of knowledge. You cannot handle desire without you attain to the right knowledge. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, there is one very important statement. Knowledge is far superior to action. And yet you should not therefore go into inaction. Knowledge is far superior to action. And yet you should not therefore go into inaction, because action is better than inaction. Action is higher than inaction, and higher than action is knowledge. In fact, this is a sentence which bewilders Arjuna very much, that if knowledge is superior to action, then why do you throw me into action? Ghore karma. Why should you throw me into this ghoram karma? But Shri Krishna says, knowledge is superior to action, but action is superior to inaction. And actually speaking, the Karma Yoga that we want to do action and yet can be free can be done only by knowledge. Therefore, knowledge is superior. The superiority of knowledge to action, we might say, is a basic principle of Karma Yoga. By perception of equality and oneness, you are able to put your action in the right order. Now, I have told you the whole line of the argument of Karma Yoga. Not confining myself only to the second chapter or third chapter or fourth chapter or the 12th chapter or the 18th chapter. This is only to show that if you know the whole line of argument, then all the statements of the Bhagavad Gita which will come one after the other, they will be found to be falling in the right place. But now let us go step by step, proceeding from second chapter to the third chapter and then to the fourth chapter. in the second chapter which you already read, Sri Krishna, after explaining that as far as action is concerned, you have a right, but not to the fruits of action. Although later on he will say that even to action you have no right, because action belongs to Prakriti and ultimately to the Supreme Lord. But at present, in the first step of your Karma Yoga, this is enough, first step. To the fruits of action you have no right, only to action you have a right. And on that basis, Sri Krishna develops the concept of Sthita Pragya. In fact, that is one of the most important elements of the second chapter. When in your consciousness there is equality, because you are no more trying to grasp at the fruits of action, then your will becomes concentrated. Ordinarily, our desires make our will move hither thither, multi-branched, bahushakha. This is the word used by the Gita. When your will is not concentrated, is not sthita, then we are tossed about in 100 directions and there is no resting place. But when you know that fruits of action are not in your hands, then you become free from this and you are settled in action and settled in knowledge. Settled in this knowledge at least, that there is an inactive Purusha, that there is dynamic Prakriti, and in this movement of Prakriti, over the fruits of action you have no right. You can concentrate upon action and do your action with efficiency, have equality with regard to the fruits of action, and have efficiency in regard to your action. When you attain to all this, then it is said that your intelligence becomes fixed. Intelligence is pragya, and fixed is sthita. So when your pragya becomes sthita, sthira, by means of three things: perception of Purusha, which is inactive and silent; perception that fruits of action are not in your hands; and therefore you are free now to concentrate upon action. And when you do your action efficiently with one-pointedness, and when you are there for a sense of equality, because now the fruits of action do not trouble you, it is in this state that you arrive at that condition which Sri Krishna says, condition of Sthita Pragya. And then he adds one word, it is also called the state of Samadhistha. The Sthita Pragya is also one who is samadhistha, one who is settled in samadhi.